Samantha Power, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, spoke earlier this week in Bangui, the capital of the war-torn Central African Republic, on the border of the Northern Democratic Republic of the Congo. Power invoked the conflict in Rwanda, the Balkans, and Syria as she announced that the U.S. will spend $100 million to support the French military intervention now underway in the Central African Republic, where 1,000 people were killed on one day, December 6th, in the country's capital city. The total number of civilian casualties in fighting there is unknown. Hundreds of thousands of people are reported to be internally displaced. 20,000 more have crossed the country's borders and become refugees. The French and U.S. appear to be working together in the Central African Republic. There are now 1,600 French soldiers on the ground there. Other European nations have declined to support the effort. The U.S. is providing Pentagon resources, including cargo carriers, to carry U.S.-trained African troops from Burundi, Rwanda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo to the Central African Republic. U.S. Special Forces have been on the ground with Ugandan troops since 2011, reportedly to hunt the East African warlord, Joseph Kony. KPFA's Ann Garrison is live in our studio with this report on the situation in the Central African Republic.
Andalou News Agency reporter Hassan Isolo had been on the ground in the Central African Republic for several weeks when U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power arrived in the capital Bangui and made this statement.
Lots of people in our own government live through Rwanda, live through the crimes in the Balkans, are living now through the crimes in Syria. Every day we are thinking about which tools can we employ in order to try to prevent atrocity in the first instance, and then again these cycles of violence that very quickly can take hold.
Many writers, including Manufacturing Consent co-authors Noam Chomsky and Ed Herman, have criticized Samantha Power's perception of American exceptionalism and responsibility to prevent genocide and mass atrocities, and her rendition of the U.S. role in both Rwanda and the Balkans. Whether Power is accurate in her perception or honest about U.S. motivation for supporting the French intervention, the CAR is engulfed in violence that could become much worse, as Hassan Isolo described.
I'm in Bangui, which is the capital city of the Central African Republic. There's a lot of chaos here in the capital city. In the past 2-3 days, we've seen a lot of sectarian violence where people from the Christian anti-Balaka movement attack a Muslim area called Kilometer 5 and killed about 29 people. Well, the violence has been on both sides. There's a group known as the ex-Seleka. The ex-Seleka fighters belong to the current president, President Michel Dotrogia, and they actually brought him into power. And some people claim that they come from Chad, Sudan, and other neighboring countries. So when they came to power, this is the first time that we've had a Muslim president in the Central African Republic in history of independence of 53 years. And many people here didn't have a problem at first when Michel Dotrogia took over power. But it's believed that the French and other politicians started inciting the public, telling them the Muslims were taking their country. And of course, they saw people looking very different from them, people with Sudanese faces, people with Chadian faces. And of course, this never went well with the people. People took the advice from allegedly the French and from the local politicians. And they started fighting between Muslims and Christians. So the Muslim communities, which had lived in harmony with the Christians here for a very long period of time, got caught up in this violence.
That was Andalou News Agency reporter Hassan Isolo speaking from the capital of the Central African Republic, Bangui. Yesterday, Isolo reported that Muslim leaders of the former Seleka rebel group, who are now in power, had given French troops a one-week ultimatum to end what they described as French support to self-styled Christian militias before they rebel against the French and divide CAR into a Muslim North and Christian South. Isolo also reported what he called a more hopeful story about the country's top Christian and Muslim religious leaders, quote, joining hands to try to prevent their country from sliding further into the abyss of sectarian violence. The archbishop told Isolo that Muslims and Christians have lived together in harmony for many years in the Central African Republic.
Another Catholic leader, Father Innocent Awulu,
in a suburb of Bangui, also said that Christians and Muslims had been living in peace, and said that he believes the conflict is fundamentally political rather than religious. The Central African Republic is rich in oil and diamonds, and the uranium at its Bakuma mine is the most dense in sub-Saharan Africa. France holds the right to exploit the Bakuma mine, but its administrative compound in Bakuma was attacked by an armed group in June 2012. Most of the citizens of the Central African Republic are subsistence farmers, and many thousands are also artisanal diamond miners. The U.S. State Department reports that a message from President Obama has been broadcast over radio stations in the Central African Republic, and that they have put the Jitoja government established by the Seleka rebels on notice. The State Department also said that no members of the current transitional government will be allowed to run in the next election. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.